Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hello, UK. It's Donald Trump here. I love listening to the parody Boris Johnson podcast. It helps me relax after a hard day playing golf with my trousers on backwards.
Giddy Art Comedy.
Hello and welcome back to the House of Commons for another edition of Plebs PMQs. I'm delighted once again to welcome the Speaker of the House, Lindsay Hoyle, who will be helping us to keep good order.
Order, can we just crack on, please, Prime Minister? It's already past my lunchtime and there's a black pudding sandwich in my neighbourhood at my office, okay?
All right, yes, of course, Mr. Speaker. Sorry, let's proceed on with the first question.
Right, well, this one comes from Alison Mox, and she says, Dado Harding wants to staff the NHS with Brits and not rely on foreigners. As an American-born Turkish dame, are you going to lead by example and step down?
Well, thank you, Alison, but I'd like to reassure you that I'm as British as they come, and believe me, I come quite frequently. Whoop! I suspect what Dido Harding really means is not so much that we don't want foreign people, but that we don't want brown people. Either way, I'm sure that the NHS will get along just fine, running on British staff. After all, there are only 84,000 unfilled posts at the moment, so if we lose the 153,000 foreign nationals who currently work for the NHS, that'll just leave us short of 233,000 people, which sounds a bit worrying, but I'm sure Dido knows what she's doing. I mean, you know, not many people can boast that they have won the award for the worst public service 2 years in a row and then lost the personal data of over 100,000 customers, which is what she did at TalkTalk, actually, before finding a way to spend $37 billion on Test and Trace that appeared to be completely ineffective. So I, for one, have every confidence in her judgment.
Okay, thank you, Prime Minister. Moving on to the next one. We have an interesting one here from some joker called This World Hell. If you're a dog, what breed would you be, and how often would you lick your own ass?
I know I say that you can ask me anything, but this is getting a bit ridiculous. I mean, if I were a dog, then naturally I'd be an old English sheepdog. And most people probably wouldn't even notice the difference. And as for the reference to licking my ass, I mean, what an absurd question. And why would I want to do that to myself when I have Gavin Williamson to do it for me? Anyway, I'd be too busy licking my balls. Yuck.
Can I remind the Prime Minister that talking about licking his balls is unparliamentary language, so we'll have none of that in the House. Thank you very much, Prime Minister. Is that understood?
Yes, of course, Mr. Speaker. Sorry, I won't happen again.
I should chuffy think not. Right, who's up next? Ah, yes, question from Mike. He says, have you ever felt shame, guilt or remorse?
I'm sorry, Mr. Speaker, I don't understand the question. Shall we move on?
That suits me just fine. The faster we get through this crap, the better. So, now, we'll move on to a question from the speak bap thingy. This is from someone called Nick the Drum. Nick the Drum, hello.
Good morning, Prime Minister. When you decide to throw any of your cabinet members under a bus, what future employment roles can you see them in? Thank you.
Well, interesting question. I think Grant Shapps would probably go shrink back to what he did before he came into Parliament, and indeed while he was in Parliament, which was setting bogus get-rich-quick schemes under a false name to enrich himself at the expense of other people. I think the other ministers could be tricky. I mean, Gavin Williamson, of course, famously worked at a company making fireplaces, but I think it would be a waste of his obvious talents if we went back to that. Yes, I mean, it would be a crying shame if Gavin Williamson didn't fulfil his natural destiny and become a doorstop. He'd be perfect. I mean, just sitting there doing bugger all, which is what he's best at. I mean, as soon as you ask him to actually do something, I mean, that's when all the problems start. Best thing, just to keep him well away from everything, and tell him he's doing a very important job. Matt Hancock's another one who's also missed his calling. I mean, he should have a career as a catalogue model, wearing piteous jumpers and pointing into the distance with a sickly smile on his face. He was made for the job. Liz Truss would make a brilliant crash test dummy. I mean, you could just strap her in time after time, and no matter how many times her face gets smashed into the windscreen, she would just keep grinning like a Cheshire cat and saying, pork, cheese, pork!
Right, moving on. Our next question is from James Ewart. He says, can you reassure me that, no matter what the science says or what the body count is, you will push ahead with the Freedom Day of July the 19th? I don't want facts, common sense, or people dying to interfere with my fun.
Well, James, I think I can certainly assure you that I will not let facts, science, and bodies piling up cloud my judgment. After all, it's an approach which has worked very well for me so far, so why change our winning formula? As we've said all along, we will be guided by dates, not data.
Next up is Ros Buxton, who has a question about trade. She says, why is Liz Truss negotiating on behalf of Australian farmers? She's got them a great deal.
Well, that's a very good point. I think it's only fair that I accept full responsibility for this oversight. You see, when I asked Liz Truss to become Secretary of State for Trade, I forgot to mention that she would be acting on behalf of the UK. So she's been busy making trade deals on behalf of other countries. And to be fair to her, she has secured a fantastic deal for Australia, with their increase in sales set to be 6 times what the UK's is likely to be. So well done, Liz, and a black mark to me for not making myself clear. Okay.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah, we've got another bloody weird one now. Some smart aleck called ECL Middleton says, what is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow?
Well, that depends. Do you mean an African or a European swallow?
Hang on. I know what this is. You're just quoting bloody Monty Python films now, aren't you? You're taking the piss, Prime Minister. Do you think I'm here for the good of me chuffing elf?
I'm very sorry, Mr. Speaker, but you do have to expect this sort of thing if you allow ignorant plebs to ask questions.
Dear, oh dear, I don't know. Let's get back on track. Next one is from Tim. He says, I need to send some sausages to a friend in Belfast. Can I send you the paperwork to deal with like you promised a while back?
Well, I think it's a little unfair to take something I said and throw it back at me in that way. I mean, yes, I said there would be no paperwork for goods going between Northern Ireland and Great Britain, and I did say I would tell people to throw away any paperwork in the bin, but you have to understand the context in which that was said. I mean, the context being that it was just before a general election, so naturally I would have said absolutely anything just to get the people to vote for me. I'm afraid I can't be held responsible after an election for promises I made before an election. That's just not how it works. I mean, if I had to keep my promises and not make up lies whenever it suits me, I would be chaos. I mean, that's no way to run a country.
Right, the next one is from another honourable member, Stephen Barclay. Not, you ought to know better, but he says, are you a natural blonde?
Come, Steve, now, don't be coy. You know very well I'm a natural blonde. How could you forget that time during lockdown when I couldn't see my beautician, so you volunteered to give me a back second crack?
I've got to pretend that I didn't just hear that. Well, mental well-being than anything else. Next question comes from George Garside. What first attracted you to criminal narcissism?
I'm not quite sure what criminal narcissism is, but it doesn't sound very attractive. I mean, I like to think of myself as more of a psychopath than a mere narcissist. I mean, let me know if these character traits sound familiar. Poor judgment, fear to learn from mistakes, sexual promiscuity, grandiose sense of self-worth, pathological lying and lack of remorse or shame. That's me, your friendly neighbourhood psychopath.
If the right honourable psycho is ready, and we'll move on to the next question, which comes from Des. Can I ask why Gove has not resigned after being found guilty in a court of law?
Yes, Des, of course you can. Can we have the next question, Mr. Speaker?
Hang on, you haven't answered the bloody question before. Give the poor bloke an answer.
Very well, Mr. Speaker, if you insist. I realise that in the past, being found to have broken the law by the High Court might have resulted in a resignation, but that was when ministers had principles and standards. In my brave new world, such impediments to progress no longer exist. It is yet to be worked out what it would actually take for someone to resign, but I imagine it would be something along the lines of blacking up, then beating up Richard Attenborough to death with a sack full of puppies live on TV.
Is there much more of this bollocks? Oh, let's just get on. This one is from Lieutenant Drebin. He wants to know, what does Jacob Rees-Mogg smell of?
Well, I think that depends. I mean, if it's a day where his nanny is working, he smells of baby powder, but if it's his nanny's day off, he smells of stale urine.
Right, okay, that's it. I've had enough of this. Are you deliberately trying to put me off my lunch? Are you done, or what?
Thank you so much, Mr. Speaker. Yes, that's the last question for this week.
Thank Christ for that.
If I could just make one final announcement, Mr. Speaker, I'd just like to remind the listeners that they can support this podcast and help make it possible by donating through Patreon. If they do support us, they can get a shout-out like our millionaire cronies, Andrew Woodall, Zoe Smith, Jonathan Williams, Simon Roberts, Alison McCreek, Span, Jackson, Louisa Dora, and Milton Yates, or our wonderful Patreon flag shakers on Patreon, John Platt and Jason Pritchard. You'll find a link to Patreon in the description of this episode or in my Twitter bio, or you can search on Google for Parody Boris Johnson Patreon, which is Patreon. If you're listening to this on Apple, we would love it if you could leave a review to let us know what you think, along with the obligatory 5-star rating. The next episode of the Parody Boris Johnson podcast out on Thursday, so please subscribe if you want to make sure you don't miss an episode. And remember that you can listen to all the past episodes of the podcast, or PMQs, in the same place you're listening to this. Thank you for listening, and until next time, goodbye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.